Cecil, I think that was awfully nice of those fellows to push Ben Hur off
back. I know you weren't sure with them.
Oh, Cecil, I
just smiled at other fellow like you was a close friend.
Well, I said you didn't have to help her push Carl off, did he?
No. And you didn't have to gush over him.
Oh, Cecil, I don't gush.
Sitting there, those horns, car honking, and the bell rings, smiling. And she were playing like Lily at ease.
I was.
And making banjo eyes.
Well, that's awfully nice.
Why didn't you invite him to join us and go riding?
Well, I thought of that, but I didn't think you'd like it.
Keep on your side of the road.
Oh, don't be a side seat driver, Cecil. I'm doing all right.
All right, my eye. I guess it was all right to get stalled in the middle of traffic back there.
It was kind of fun.
Oh, gosh. I'll be glad when this lesson is over.
I just love to drive now. I'm not afraid.
I know it. It's me that's afraid now.
Don't worry, Cecil. I'll be careful.
This is the last lesson I'll ever teach you.
Oh, that's all right. I don't need any more. I know all there is about driving already.
Well, learn how to drive on your side of the street.
Goodness, I keep forgetting.
What'd you honk the horn for?
We came to a corner.
You better keep your hands on the steering wheel.
Won't it be fun when I tell Uncle Thomas that I can drive?
You won't be telling him the truth.
And then he'll buy me the car he promised.
And suppose he asks me if you can drive?
Well, you'd tell him I could, wouldn't you? You wouldn't tell him I couldn't drive and then have him not get me my own little car.
I certainly am. I'm going to tell him the truth.
But I can drive.
But you can't.
But I can.
You don't have to honk every time you come to a corner.
I do. I like to tell the other cars to watch out. I'm coming.
Believe me, if I saw you coming, I'd watch out.
But, Cecil, you aren't going to spoil everything, are you?
I'm going to tell your uncle the truth.
Then he won't buy me a car.
I can't help it.
Cecil, you have to tell him I'm a good driver.
Ha! Don't be ridiculous.
Cecil, promise me you'll tell Uncle Thomas that I can drive as good as anybody.
I won't. It's not the truth, Sally.
If you don't promise me, I'll step on the gas.
Ha! That's all right. We're at the edge of town. No traffic. Go ahead. Step on the gas.
All right. There, now. I'm going awfully fast.
Go ahead. Step on it some more. You're just crawling.
I'm going... My goodness, I'm going 40 miles an hour.
Keep your eye on the road.
Are you going to make me that promise?
I am not.
You better, Cecil. I'll go faster.
Go ahead. I like it. I can always grab the wheel.
Well, we're liable to get wrecked.
Fine. Hooray.
I'm going to go faster.
Go ahead. You can't force me to tell your uncle you're a good driver until you are.
I'm going 50 now. Cecil, don't you think I'd better stop? Aren't you afraid?
No. You haven't scared me yet. Go ahead, faster.
Well, maybe I better let you off. Maybe I better slow down.
Oh, no. You're just trying to bluff me. Go ahead.
All right.
Try and bluff me, will you?
Cecil.
What is it?
There's someone following us.
Don't let him pass you. Don't be a piker.
But I think it's a cop. He's on a motorcycle.
Holy mackerel, stop. Slow down. Stop.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Too late now.
What do I do, Cecil? He's waving at me. Shall I wave back?
He wants you to pull over to the side.
What side, Cecil?
Slow down, Sally. Slow down. Pull over the curb. The right curb, the right curb.
Will you pull on the brake for me, Cecil, please?
All right. That's good.
Oh, my goodness, Cecil, but he's a big one.
Oh, sure, you would pick out a big cop.
Don't fight him, Cecil.
Don't worry, shut off your motor.
Here he comes, Cecil. What do I say?
Nothing. He'll do the talking. I don't say anything, here he is. Oh.
Well, what seems to be the hurry there? Going to a fire?
We didn't know there was one, Mr. Cop.
Keep still, Sally. No, sir.
Do you know how fast you were going?
No, sir.
Well, I'll tell you. You are going 40 miles in a 30-mile speed limit.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, Mr. Cop, I'm sure we weren't doing 40 miles an hour.
Well, how do you know?
I looked at the speedometer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, so did I.
You're sure of that?
Oh, yes, sir.
I know. I looked at the speedometer and we weren't going 40 miles. We were going 50.
Sally, shut up. Ha, ha. She's just kidding, mister.
Oh, so you were going 50, huh?
Oh, she's just kidding, officer. Oh, she must have her little joke.
Cecil, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And a few minutes ago, you were talking about telling the truth.
Huh. So you're doing 50. What's the matter with you, young fella? Are you sober? Haven't you got any sense?
No, sir. I mean, yes, sir.
Who was driving, you?
Yes. It was me. I don't do very well, do I?
Shh, Sally.
Where's your driver's license?
Oh, she left it at home, sir.
Oh, I haven't got one.
Oh, you haven't got one? What do you mean, driving 50 miles an hour without a license? What's the idea?
Well, I didn't want to go that fast, Mr. Officer.
I guess you're in a hurry to see a sick friend, huh?
No, sir, but Cecil here, he kept telling me to go faster.
Oh, he did, huh?
Oh, isn't she funny, officer? She just loves to joke. Don't you, Sally? Say you do.
All right, there. I ought to take you in.
Yes, sir.
Well, if that's all, we're ready to go now.
You're not going anyplace, sister.
I'm not your sister.
I'm sorry, officer, or captain. I didn't realize we were going so fast.
That's an old story.
Well, I'll be careful after this. Yes, sir, I will.
Well, I don't like to give you a ticket.
Oh, no, of course not. You just love to, and you know it.
Shh, Sally.
What was that?
You heard me. You think you're so smart just because you're a cop.
Oh, is that so? Well, well.
And you can't bully me, you big bully.
Don't pay any attention to her, officer. She's crazy. She bumped her head back there.
Oh, yeah? Well, what did you let her drive then for, huh?
Well,
Yeah, I see. Well, I'm going to give you a little ticket.
Good. Make it two for the Orpheum.
That'll be about enough out of you.
Wait till I get you alone.
Now, where's my pencil? You got a pencil?
No, sir.
I have right here in my purse. There.
I have something very nice to hand you when we're alone, Sally.
Well, if it's advice, I don't want it.
Oh, don't worry. It's not advice.
Cecil, you're so sweet.
All right. Here you are. Take this ticket and appear tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And see that you tell the truth the next time. So long.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye, and I hope you trip and break your neck.
Sally, shut up.
Oh, I don't like him.
Oh, this ticket. Oh, ouch.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Just these charges. Speeding. Reckless driving. Driving on the wrong side of the road. Resisting an officer. No driver's license. Ignoring traffic signals. No registration card. And a few other minor charges.
Oh, cheer up. That's nothing to bother about. Remember, it could have been worse. And besides, we can go to court together.